From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva. Nearly a week after the UN Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. The UN Security Council Wednesday gave unanimous approval to Libya's new unity government. A British-based British-based resolution called the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a unity government within 30 days while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the British UN ambassador.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he would like to see the UN ease the arms embargo against his country so that it can defend itself against Islamic State militants who have established a presence in the North African country. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch is